Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When the internet gave rise to spam email and pop-up ads, many experts forecast the end of old-fashioned direct mail marketing. However, you've probably noticed that it still finds its way to your old-fashioned mailbox. Our next guest says that the right analytics is what still keeps it alive. Steve Godwin is president of Analytic Marketing Partners. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. I enjoy being here today.
Now, first of all, give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Well, started out personally working with databases back in the 80s and moved to Greenville, South Carolina in 1999 to start an analytics team for a direct marketing company that's across the nation. And in 2011, took part of my team and we formed Analytic Marketing Partners, or we call ourselves AMP for short. We've been analyzing customer data for financial institutions, retailers, all kinds of direct mailers. And now even in the digital world, we're analyzing customer data there as well.
So you are not just in the direct mail business, but also internet advertising as well and email direct marketing.
That's correct. We took all the modeling and analytics that we've used through the years, and about 4 or 5 years ago, we realized digital was not going to go away and it was becoming a mainstay. So we figured out how to apply all of our modeling and analytics to that as well.
Well, I would agree with you. Digital's definitely not going away. But how about direct mail marketing, or, you know, what our listeners may call junk mail that shows up in our mailbox? Is that eventually going to go away, or is it also here to stay?
Mike, it's not going to go away. You know, I served for 4 years on an advisory council with postal headquarters. They could walk you through the telegraph, the radio, the TV, all kinds of different communications, fax machines, and help you understand that usually every time something happens, direct mail increases in volume because the communications need to. And that's probably not quite as true with email today, because it is taking the place of a lot of mail. But, you know, if you talk to printers across the country, they've got so much mail going out that they're scrambling trying to find paper to print it on. So direct mail is not going away anytime soon.
Well, now walk us through the analytics business. How does it work?
A lot of times we're looking at customer data. We may be looking at transaction files for the last 12 or 24 months, and we're looking at the names and addresses. We have national consumer files in-house, and so we got our own unique file that we append lots of data to that. And we want to analyze not just what those customers look like, but what makes them unique in the population. And the stuff that you referred to as junk mail a few minutes ago, what we want to do is make sure that we can help people navigate and only send those communications to people that are really interested in it in the first place.
All right, so where are you getting this data?
Yeah, so most of it is public source information. You know, there's property deed files, which are public information. There's people that fill out direct marketing surveys that are out there. There's it may be subscribers to magazines, to books, or people that you know, play golf, or fishing license, hunting license. It could be all kinds of things like that. And we actually are authorized to work with credit data for all three major credit bureaus as well on behalf of our client.
And so is this something that a business owner can track to see how well their direct marketing is actually performing? Are they getting any bang for their buck?
There's a variety of ways that folks do that. A lot of times they may be looking at new customer acquisition. They're capturing name and address there, or it may be transactional data that we will go back and do a back-end analysis on. There's some things that they could just do on their own, whether that's direct mail or digital media, where they can track and measure those. Sometimes they'll have QR codes you can scan, or certain phone numbers to call, or bring in this coupon for a special offer. They can track and see and measure their results that way.
Well, Steve, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Okay, Mike, thanks for having me on today.
Steve Godwin is president of Analytic Marketing Partners. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.